Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for Growth During Trials by Meg Booger, read by Liz Auld. You have planted them, and they have taken root and prospered. Your name is on their lips, but you are far from their hearts. Jeremiah 12:2. Nothing grows us like hardship. Scripture says the Lord disciplines those he loves, like a good parent disciplines their children. But sometimes the hard things we walk through have nothing to do with our moral failures. Life on earth just hurts sometimes, even when we are following the Lord wholeheartedly and purely. In this section of scriptures, Jeremiah is being plotted against, and his own family is even in on it. The verse above is part of his plea to the Lord for justice on his behalf. Similar to the story of Job, we are reminded of the difficult reality of watching those who operate in wickedness prosper in this world, and the call to forgive those who are plotting against us. The Moody Bible Commentary says, "If Jeremiah could trust in God only in a time of peace, how would he manage in the midst of difficulties?" The last 5 months, I've watched my daughter walk through her diagnosis with type 1 diabetes, from the emergency room at the beginning to the current effect on her life. She has clung to the Lord. It's been hard. It's unfair. It's painful. Some days, no matter what she does, her condition sidelines her. But the Lord never fails. He is growing her at the speed of light through the hardest thing she's ever had to walk through. Let's pray today that the difficult seasons of our lives will draw us closer to the Lord, allowing him to grow us at the speed of light. Father, today I pray for my daughter and every type 1 diabetic in the world suffering from a disease they did nothing to contract, but now affects every page of their lives. Father, I pray for everyone undergoing diseases which unfairly uproot everyday life as we know it. hardship is a part of enduring this life on earth. Father, we know this, but when hard days still seem like tidal waves, we can't stand on our own two feet without you. We don't have the strength apart from you to stand under the weight of the world, which presses up against us. Bless our lives, Lord, with growth and gains in our walk with you. Let us come closer to Christ each day we live, so even in the direst of straits, we do not forget your goodness. You are worthy, God, of our praise. You are worthy of our whole hearts. Remove any distractions from our lives and help us to focus on you and your truth. Father, we know not everyone you created is walking in your light at all times. Help us to forgive forward. Let us forgive those who come against us and unfairly plot against us. Father, give us the strength to forgive those who don't know the bite of their words and the insensitivity of their questions. Help us to choose not to be offended and instead look to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. We were once a mess too, Father, before we turned our lives over to you completely. Help us to remember when we were lost so we can have compassion on those who do not know you. Let our everyday lives and all the hardship we endure bring honor and glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.